Welcome to day 133 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're still in the Eighth Commandment, but yesterday we finished looking at the duties of the Eighth Commandment, so today we're going to be looking at the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment. Look first at Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 75. What is forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? Answer, the Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. The proof texts, Proverbs 21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. And obviously that's supposed to be some kind of an incentive to us to do what leads to being rich rather than leads to poverty. Proverbs 23:20, be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Proverbs 28:19, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Okay, let's look at the larger catechism, question 142, which asks, what are the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? And answers, the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required, are theft, robbery, man-stealing or kidnapping, and receiving anything that is stolen, fraudulent dealing, false weights and measures, removing landmarks, injustice and unfaithfulness in contracts between man and man, or in matters of trust, oppression, extortion, usury, bribery, vexatious lawsuits, unjust enclosures and depopulations, engrossing commodities to enhance the price, unlawful callings, and all other unjust or sinful ways of taking or withholding from our neighbor what belongs to him, or of enriching ourselves. Covetousness, inordinate prizing and affecting worldly goods, distrustful and distracting cares and studies in getting, keeping, and using them, envying at the prosperity of others, as likewise idleness, prodigality, wasteful gaming, and all other ways whereby we do unduly prejudice our own outward estate and defrauding ourselves of the due use and comfort of that estate which God hath given us. So let's start with the very first one, the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required, meaning the neglect of the duties required is a sin forbidden in the Eighth Commandment. James 2, starting at verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? This is, as James 2 says, a dead faith. 1 John 3:17, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Among the first sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment is theft. Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather, etc. Also, robbery, Psalm 62:10, trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. Man-stealing or kidnapping. 1 Timothy 1:10, the law was made for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. We might consider other forms of kidnapping, such as conscription, and receiving anything that is stolen. Proverbs 29:24, whosoever is a partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewrayeth it not. Psalm 50:18, when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and so forth. Also, fraudulent dealing. 1 Thessalonians 4:6, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. False weights and measures. Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 20:10, diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them alike are abomination to the Lord. Well, for further study, we've got to link there that explains how false weights and measures oppress the poor and are ways of stealing. It's a very important issue. Removing landmarks. Deuteronomy 19:14, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Proverbs 23:10, remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. There are many ways in which landmarks are removed today, and there's some links there to look at that. Injustice and unfaithfulness in contracts between man and man. Amos 8:5 saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? We've seen this verse before. There's two issues there. One is business on the Sabbath. The other, though, here is false weights and measures. Psalm 37:21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Now, the biggest example of this in the modern age is the Social Security system, where the government borrows money and proposes to pay it not again. We have here some testimony from Senate hearings involving the Social Security commissioner, who has it explained by a senator that the senator does not want to deny benefits to the voters. But the senator believes that by engaging in false weights and measures, that is, by debasing the currency, by using the power he thinks he has to make more money, to print money out of thin air, and making all the other dollars in circulation worth less and less and less and less until finally they're worth nothing, the senator admits that rather than just saying we can't pay the benefits, that the senator is going to engage in inflation and pay the benefits with dollars that are worth nothing. And the Social Security Commissioner agrees that is the plan, that is the intention, that is the inevitable result of political corruption involving trillions of dollars. Injustice and unfaithfulness in matters of trust. Luke 16, verses 10 to 12. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Oppression. Ezekiel 22:29. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Leviticus 25:17, you shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear the Lord, fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Now we have a link here to a supposedly reformed blogger who supposedly is following the Westminster Standards and is in fact talking about the Eighth Commandment and has some very unusual analysis and application, which is not quite along the lines that we're engaging here as we go through the Westminster Standards. And also we have a quotation from St. Augustine on the biggest robbers of them all. Extortion. Matthew 23:25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Ezekiel 22:12. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. Extortion is threats in order to get money from people. Well, we see that happening every day. And the biggest extortioner, of course, is an institution, not necessarily individuals who engage in extortion. Also, usury. Usury just means interest. It doesn't necessarily mean exorbitant interest or a too high rate of interest. Psalm 15:5, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. We have some links here that talk about usury. Bribery. Job 15:34, for the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. I haven't found an explanation of exactly what Job was referring to in his day. In our day, bribery is rampant. However, it's necessary to remember that the Bible does not say that bribing unjust judges or unjust officials is wrong. What it says is that an unjust official who accepts a bribe in order to hurt the poor and reward the briber, the rich, the person who has money, that's what the Bible forbids. vexatious lawsuits. 1 Corinthians 6, 6 through 8. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong, and you defraud, and that your brethren. Proverbs 3, 29 and 30. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Today, the law courts are used by people to get money from other people. And for Christians to do that, of course, is even worse. I think that's about the end of the time we have today. I think we'll have to come back and finish up question 142 on the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment tomorrow on day number 134.